欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Tom Radio 私房拷贝，又到了我们青年营学英语的时间了。I'm Jessie。今天呢，我们要和 Jasmine 来分享一部女性题材电影《伴娘》。
Hi everyone, this is Jasmine. Glad to be with you here and share with you the movie Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids is a 2011 American comedy film written by Kristen Wiig and Annie Mumolo, directed by Paul Feig.
Kristen Wiig 不仅是这部影片的女主角，而且呢还参与了编剧的工作。本片也是这位周六夜现场的明星首次担任电影编剧。而这部影片的制片人 Jude Apatow 也是大名鼎鼎，我们曾经跟大家分享过他的得奖作品《一夜大度》。伴娘这部影片呢，讲述了是 Wiig 扮演的单身女人 Annie 参加朋友婚礼做伴娘的经历。Annie 呢，如今已经30多岁了，没有事业，没有恋人，甚至还得和别人合租房子，生活可谓是一团糟。
After her bakery failed, she lost her boyfriend and all of her savings, and now works in a jewelry store selling engagement rings. Although her mother encouraged her to return home, Annie rents a bedroom from Joe and his lazy sister Brian. She has a sexual relationship with a self-absorbed Ted that hopes for something more.Only her friendship with Lillian keeps her sane.
在生活中呢，唯一让她感到安慰的就是从小的好朋友 Lillian。而这天晚上呢，她突然得知 Lillian 的男朋友刚刚向她求婚了。
Lillian becomes engaged to a wealthy banker in Chicago and asks Annie to be her maid of honor.
Oh my god! Why is this happening?
I don't know. I'm wearing a ring.
I can't believe it. No, you're getting married.
I'm getting married.
And you'll be my maid of honor.
God, of course.
Of course I will.
It's going to be super fun.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, we can, you know, we can plan everything together.
Good.
Hey, your wedding. Are you sure you're up for it? I know it's a lot to ask and put on your plate, and you're going through a tricky time and super busy.
Stop.
It's a lot to ask.
Stop.
Okay.
It's fine.
And I'm more than happy to do it. And it's not too much.
Lillian 和 Annie 呢是从小的好朋友，所以呢 Lillian 很清楚 Annie 现在的状况，而且知道她最近呢心情也不太好，所以呢她不确定 Annie 是不是愿意做她的这个 maid of honor 荣誉伴娘。
Lillian 问道 ，Are you sure you're up for it？
你确定想做我的荣誉伴娘吗
？I know it's a lot of to ask and to put on your plate。
我知道一定会有很多麻烦的事情需要你帮忙。
And you're going through a tricky time and you're super busy。
而你最近心情又不好，又很忙。这里面有一个形容词 tricky， 它在这里的意思是复杂的、棘手的。tricky time 就指的是 Annie 在这段时间一定很不好过。而 tricky 还有其他的意思，比如说狡猾的、诡计多端的。This is a tricky puzzle， 这个谜很难解的。还有机智的、足智多谋的、微妙的、难处理的，都是 tricky 这个词。
好朋友 Lillian 呢，真的是很贴心。虽然很替 Lillian 高兴，但是 Annie 呢，却难掩笑容背后的几分失落。而本来要跟他一起去参加 Lillian 订婚派对的妈妈呢，临时安排了别的事儿，而且呢，老生常谈的又用自己听到的故事来鼓励 Annie， 说啊，人生总是有起有落的，她应该以积极的态度来对待生活。
I have been thinking, honey, that maybe this is your bottom. I'm telling you, hitting bottom is a good thing because now there's nowhere to go but up,
yep.
Right?
Yep, that's what you say.
Yeah.Positive message.
Yeah. Thanks for the pep talk.
Oh, honey. Anytime.
Right. Well, I guess I'm going to Lillian's party by myself then.
No, don't talk to me about being by yourself.
I go everywhere by myself.
Well, you know.
母亲也希望 Annie 能够乐观起来，于是鼓励道 I'm telling you, hitting bottom is a good thing. 我告诉你啊，人生到了低谷并不一定就是坏事。Because there's nowhere to go but up. 因为它意味着否极泰来。Nowhere to go but up.直翻就是没有地方可去了，只能往上走。
也就是说呢，你的状况已经糟到这种地步了，难道还能更糟吗？只能是往更好的方向发展了。不过当然了，母亲这么劝并不能让 Annie 的心情好起来，而且呢又没有人陪 Annie， 只好一个人孤零零的去芝加哥参加 Lillian 的订婚派对了。在订婚派对上 ，Annie 见到了 Lillian 的其他伴娘，这让 Annie 就更加觉得自卑了。
At the engagement party, Annie met her fellow bridesmaids, Lillian's cynical cousin Rita, idealistic friend Becca, ranchy future sister-in-law Megan, and Helen, the beautiful but vain wife of Lillian's fiance's boss.
其中这个 Helen 呢，我们要特别的说一说，因为 Helen 呢既美丽大方，又显得和 Lillian 特别的亲近，这让 Annie 是无法忍受。眼看着自己最好的朋友要被别人抢走了， Annie 可是有点沉不住气了。
Helen and Annie are immediately jealous of the other's friendship with Lillian, but Lillian persuades them to spend time together.
So, what's up with her anyway? Helen, what?
Oh, I'm just like,
she's in your wedding and you've only known her like 8 months, so, right? Come on, get it out, get it all out.
Oh, I'm just like the whole gown and the like, you know, things.
Weird, right? You know what? She's actually really cool, Annie. She's a good one. I'm telling you.
I'm sure if you like her, I will like her, and you have to just get to know her.
Yeah.
Which I think you really should.
And will you just do me a favor? Would you just hang out with her once, the two of you, right? As a favor to me.
Okay. I will.
I love you,
Annie. Bye. Annie 呢，按照承诺和 Helen 试着单独相处，不过两个人在网球场上呢，又展开了较量。
During game of doubles tennis, Annie and Helen are hyper-competitive, deliberately hitting each other with their wallets multiple times.
显然事情并没有像 Lillian 希望的那样发展。Annie 和 Helen 不仅成为不了朋友，而且还积聚了更多的怨恨。
Annie takes Lillian and the bridesmaids to a Brazilian restaurant for lunch before going to a chic brown gown studio. While Lillian is in the restroom, Annie suggests a prison-themed bridal shower, but Helen thinks this is a bad idea.
Okay, now that Lillian's in the bathroom, I just want to talk to you guys about the shower really quick. I was thinking it could be, like, French-themed, you know, when she's always wanted to go to Paris her whole life.
Ooh.
So I figured, you know, we could bring Paris here and have champagne and, you know, little cookies. They'd be Lillian and Dougie on them. We can dip them in chocolate fondue and, you know, get cheese from the nice part of the store.
I love
Very
that.
Cute.
Good and idea,
you can have French invitations, the whole thing. Do you think that'd be nice?
That's adorable.
Yeah,
I think that would be
good.
Great. I don't know. I think it's really cute, but I feel like, personally, the Paris scene's a bit been there, done that. I just feel like we can top it. We should throw some ideas around, see if, you know, anyone else has, like, a theme they had in mind or something they've been thinking of.
因为呢，这部电影是讲述 Annie 参加朋友 Lillian 的婚礼，做她的伴娘的经历，所以呢，影片当中肯定有很多跟婚礼习俗有关的词汇。这里我们就要特别讲到一个 the shower.
Shower 其实指的是 bridal shower. It's a gift-giving party held for a bride-to-be in anticipation of her wedding. Showers are often held during the afternoon or evening, but not generally as lunches or dinner parties. They commonly take place 4 to 6 weeks before the wedding.
尽管呢，根据习俗的演变，现在在不同的地方啊，新娘结婚前的这个 bridal shower 送礼派对会有很大的差别，开始追求创意，但是呢，一些基本的礼仪啊，还是被保留了下来。
As showers are explicitly a gift-giving occasion, everyone who attends the shower is expected to bring a small gift.
那陈丽丽去上厕所的时候呢， Annie 主动招呼大家说，我们商量一下这个送礼派对要怎么办。 Annie 呢是很了解丽丽的，所以呢她知道丽丽喜欢什么，她说我们办一个以巴黎为主题的送礼派对吧，因为呢丽丽一直都梦想着能够去巴黎。而当 Annie 说出了这个主意以后呢，大家也都随声附和，都很赞成这个想法，只有 Helen 表达了不同意见。
Helen 说道， It's really cute, 主意是很好啦。But I feel like, personally, the Paris theme's a bit been there, done that. 但是我个人觉得巴黎主题有点过时了。这里面有个词组 been there, done that, 大家来看一下，这显然用的是完成式，直接翻译过来叫做去过那里，做过那件事。既然你都做过这件事了，在做的时候当然就没有新鲜感了。或者说直接拿英文解释叫做 I have experienced that before, 我以前经历过这件事。咱们再举个例子，If your attitude towards Las Vegas is been there, done that, perhaps it's time to try different vacation spot. 如果你觉得去拉斯维加斯有点过时了，或者已经厌烦了，那么是时候换一个度假地点了。
那 Annie 提出的这个巴黎主题的送礼派对呢，似乎听起来真的是很不错，但是 Helen 怎么能够看大家都赞同 Annie 的意见，让这么重要的送礼派对由 Annie 做主呢？所以呢，他就提出了不同的意见，说哎呀，这个巴黎主题实在是有点太老套，太过时了。
他继续说道， I just feel like we can top it， 我觉得我们能做得更好。Top 这个词大家很熟悉，作为名词它是最高处、顶端的意思，作为形容词意思是最高的，而作为一个动词它的意思是超过、胜过。
We should throw some ideas around，
大家可以集思广益嘛。
See if anyone else has a theme they have in mind or something they've been thinking of，
看看谁能有什么好的主题或者想法。
Okay, now that Lillian's in the bathroom, I just want to talk to you guys about the shower really quick. I was thinking it could be like French themed, you know, when she's always wanted to go to Paris her whole life. So I figured, you know, we could bring Paris here and haveChampagne and, you know, little cookies, Casey, Lillian and Dougie on them. We can dip them in chocolate fondue and, you know, get cheese from the nice part of the store.
I love
Very
that.
Cute.
Good idea.
You can have French invitations, the whole thing. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, that's adorable. Yeah,
that's
I
like
that.
Really cute.
Good.
Good.
Great. I don't know. I like it's really cute, but I feel like, personally, the Paris theme's a bit in there, done that. I just feel like we can top it. We should throw some ideas around, see if, you know, anyone else has like a theme they had in mind or something they've been thinking of.
本来呢，大家已经统一了意见，都同意 Annie 的想法了，但是被 Helen 这么一搅和，每个人都有了各自的点子，反而变得难以统一了。
Well, you know, we'll figure it out. I mean, I can think of stuff and it'll be great.
We just have to make sure it's really, really special.
随后到了选礼服的环节了， Annie 再次在这次较量中败下阵来。
At the Bridal Gown Studio, Helen uses her influence to gain them access because Annie did not realize that reservations were needed.
Helen 呢，喜欢的伴娘礼服出自名牌设计师之手，但是价格不菲啊，而 Annie 呢，则主张选一款最便宜的。
However, everyone except Helen, who did not eat meat at the restaurant because ill with food poisoning. While everyone else deals with their symptomsHelen orders for the group the bridesmaid's dress that he likes the best.
在为 Lillian 的婚礼忙碌的同时呢， Annie 认识了一个警察 Nathan.
Annie continues to hope for a relationship with Ted, but begins flirting with Officer Nathan Rhodes, a friendly traffic cop who earlier had let her off without a ticket for broken taillights.
Nathan 呢，以前吃过 Annie 的蛋糕店里 Annie 做的蛋糕，觉得非常的美味，所以呢，他劝 Annie 重整旗鼓，把蛋糕店呢再开起来。
Nathan encourages her to open a new bakery, but Annie refuses.
Hey, you know, instead of stressing out about this wedding, you know what you should be doing? Setting up a new bakery.
No, I'm kind of done with that.
What?
I don't do it anymore.
All right.
安妮现在的经济状况呢是越来越不容乐观，所以呢她提议在莉莉安父母家的湖边别墅为莉莉安举办单身派对，却没有想到遭到了其他伴娘的一致反对。
Worry about her finances, Annie suggests a bachelorette party at Lillian's parents' lake house. Helen overrules her and books a trip to Las Vegas.
无奈之下，安妮只好同意跟大家一起去拉斯维加斯了。
I guess we're undecided.
Annie 呢本来就害怕坐飞机，而且呢因为只有她买了经济舱的座位，其他人都坐头等舱，所以呢孤单单的她就更加紧张害怕了。
Because Annie is afraid to fly, Helen gives her sedatives and alcohol. This makes Annie inebriated and paranoid.And her outbursts cause the plane to land in Casper, Wyoming, where she, Lillian, and the bridesmaids are escorted off the plane.
Las Vegas' 的这一次单身派对呢，就此泡汤了，而一行人也只好改成长途汽车回家。对于 Annie 的糟糕表现呢， Lillian 的忍耐似乎也快到极限了。
On the bus trip back to McCauley.Annie tries to apologize, but Lillian announces that she wants Helen to take over planning shower and wedding.
Let me get up to you. Please, I'm telling you, your shower is going to be amazing. I have so many ideas. It's going to be nice to have the shower. I feel like it's been really overwhelming for you. It's just starting to make you crazy.
No, I'm fine. I mean...
Well, I'm fine.
No, you're not fine. You're not fine, Annie. And we need things to just flow smoothly from now on, and Helen has no time for this kind of stuff. She does it all the time. She's good at it. She likes doing it. This way you don't have to plan any more lunches or trips. You know, you don't have to do anything you want.
I get it.
I think it'll be best here and out for the shower and for everything.
Yeah, whatever you want, yeah. I mean, that's probably best.
I think so,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I just want you to be happy.
Yeah, I think that'll make me happy. It'll be good.
Okay.
莉莉安不希望 Annie 再做自己的荣誉伴娘了，而把这个重任交给了 Helen。 回到家之后， Annie 是既失望又伤心，只好找到 Nathan 向他诉苦。 Nathan 呢再次鼓励 Annie 重开自己的蛋糕店，但是 Annie 呢不愿多谈这个话题。
Her business failure was so painful that he has given up baking entirely.
All the girls hate me right now.
You're like the maid of dishonor.
Anyway, hope William isn't going to be mad at me for too long
Nah, she'd be alright.
I don't know, I just wish things were the way that they used to be, you know. I feel like her life is going off and getting perfect, and mine's just like...
It'll turn around, you know.
Been hearing that for a long time.
It's gonna turn around, I just know it.
Anyway.
You gotta bake.
I don't really do that anymore, I told you.
Why?
I don't know, it's just... I don't know, after it justWhen under, I just kind of stopped, I guess. Doesn't make me happy anymore.
Just because you didn't make any money at it doesn't mean that you failed at it.
Lost a lot of money. All my money.
So good at it.
Oh well, let's change the subject. No more baking, and then...
I don't know how you just can't do it anymore. If I wasn't a cop anymore, I would still go out with the gun and shoot you.I probably wouldn't do that. I'm just trying to make you feel better. You're okay, you know.
You don't know me very well.
I know you well enough to know that you're not so bad. You got some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got bits and pieces going on.
Okay.
I've been thinking about you a little bit.
What, about me? Really?
Something about you. Something about you that sticks.
看到自己的好朋友莉莉安呢马上就要结婚了， Annie 当然是很替她高兴，但是同时呢也正是这件事啊很刺激 Annie， 因为和莉莉安比较起来呢，她现在的生活那就是一团糟啊。
Annie 跟 Nathan 聊天的时候说道， I feel like her life is going off and getting perfect and mine is just like，
我觉得她的生活越来越好越来越完美，而我的生活，她没有把话说完，但是很显然她想说的是
My life is just like mess
我的生活简直一团糟。这里有个词组 go off， 相信大家都很耳熟，那是因为它有两个非常常见的意思，一离开，二爆炸。在这里它是一个比较不常用的意思，而且不是很正式，叫做像期望的一样发展。
To adhere to the expected plan， Annie 在这里说 Her life is going off， 指的是 Lillian 的生活正如期望的那样越过越好。关于 go off 这种用法，我们再举个例子， The project went off smoothly，
这个项目正如期望的那样进行得非常顺利。
看到好朋友的生活过得有滋有味呢，自己却是一团糟， Annie 这时候的心情可想而知非常的糟糕。
Nathan 赶紧劝慰他说， It will turn around you know，
Turn around 是说转向相反的方向，这里他就是在劝 Lillian 你的生活会变好的，会有起色的。
但是显然呢，对于这种话 Annie 是听多了，他说嗨，每个人都这么说，说会变好的，但是到底什么时候才会变好，又怎么能变好呢？而且他对 Nathan 说，你根本啊就不了解我。
但是 Nathan 说， I know you well enough to know that you are not so bad，
就算我没有那么了解你，但至少我也知道你的情况绝没有那么糟。
You got some stuff，
你是有本事的，按照咱们的话说就是你是有两把刷子的。
Nathan 还坦言地说，这些天来一直都很惦念着 Annie， 这让 Annie 很是感动。
After spending the night togetherNathan buys baking supplies so Annie can bake them breakfast.
虽然 Nathan 是温柔体贴，但是他的这一举动啊，显然还是触及了 Annie 的敏感神经。
Offended, Annie leaves.
I know it's a bit crazy, but I popped out and I got a few little bacon bits and pieces, butter, milk, because I thought that it would be fun for us to bake together today. I mean, obviously you will be doing the baking, I will be doing the eating, because you are the expert.
Yeah, I don't really want to. Sorry, you went to all this trouble. But...
Come on, I know you haven't done it in a while, but it'll be great. Don't be silly. Just get into it. You're so good at it. All right. No, I get it. It was a bit of a curveball.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. No, I'm sorry. I just want to go.
I don't think you're getting so upset about it.
Because you don't know me. You don't know anything about me or my life or...
Well, no, because...
I don't know what you're trying to do here. I don't need you to fix me or...
To fix you?
I don't need any help. I mean, who do you think you are?
Jesus, I think we had a really good time, and now you're being all...
It's my fault. I shouldn't have come here last night. Last night was a mistake.
All right.
早上起来的 Nathan 居然自作主张跑出去买了很多制作蛋糕的工具和食材，希望能够鼓励 Annie 呢重新的去做蛋糕。但是面对着 Nathan 的这一番热情呢， Annie 有点不知所措了。
Nathan 也没想到 Annie 的反应会这么大，于是他赶快说道 ：“I get it. It was a bit of a curveball.
我明白了，这有点让你措手不及，对不对 ？A curveball 本意是指棒球比赛中角度非常刁钻的弧线球，这里可以引申为突然袭击，让对手措手不及的举动。”但是 Nathan 还是不明白 Annie 为什么会这么抵触。
I don't know what you're getting so upset about.
我不明白你为什么这么不高兴。Annie 有点生气地说道
Because you don't know me.
因为你不了解我。
I don't know what you're trying to do here. I don't need you to fix me.
我不知道你需要干嘛，我不需要你来拯救我。
I don't need any help.
我不需要任何的帮助。Annie 呢好不容易找到了这么一个可以诉说心事的朋友 Nathan， 现在呢看起来也没有办法继续发展下去了。而通过 Lillian 的婚礼这件事呢，似乎他和原来的这个好朋友 Lillian 的关系也正在慢慢的疏远。到底 Annie 的生活什么时候才能有起色，什么时候才能到达那个转折点呢？接下来的故事将如何发展呢？明天节目当中我们再继续的和 Jasmine 来分享这部伴娘。
You know what? This is supposed to be about my time. You have managed to ruin every event in my wedding. And if you're going to act like this, then don't even bother coming to my wedding.
What do you want? I was wondering if you knew where Lillian was.
No, why would I? What do you mean?
I can't find her. We've looked everywhere.
What?
She's missing. Can you help?
Hey, you know, maybe sometime the three of us could go to Rockin' Sushi together.
Thank you, Annie. I would love that.
我们来复习一下这一期讲到过的词组 Been there, done that, 做过了，过时了 Go off, 如期望的那样顺利进行 Turn around, 转向相反的方向A curveball, 弧线球，引申意为突然袭击，让人措手不及的举动。
Alright, that's all for today. 别忘了登录我们的网站 www.am34.com 在线收听以及重收听 home video。当然也欢迎你继续锁定 Radio 7 7 4收听外语广播接下来的节目英语 PK 台。I'm Jessie, see you tomorrow.
I'm Jasmine, see you.
Enjoy listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Enjoy learning.
I'm going to that corner there and turn. You stay in the car and drive away. Promise not to watch me go beyond the corner. Just drive away and leave me. As I leave you.
听电影学英语 Home Video Radio 774 Every Day Home Video 私房拷贝 Radio 774
想省钱省心省力学英语吗？快快订阅北京外语广播微信公众号吧！微信用户搜索公众号北京外语广播，就可以订阅北京外语广播的精选节目，每天向您推送听力学习资料、知识点解答以及最新的时尚生活资讯，让您充分利用每天的细小时间，零敲碎打学英语。订阅北京外语广播微信， 订阅您的英语学习好管家。